Ladies and gentlemen, now taking the field are your Mycenia Rawhide. In right field, Julio Carrion. In center field, Alvin Guzman. In left field, Anderson Rojas.
Good afternoon and welcome to Valley Strong Ballpark in downtown Visalia. I'm Jill Guerin. Thank you for joining us today for the series finale against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. They are the single-A affiliate of the Los Angeles Dodgers, and your Rawhide are the single-A affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks Quakes. In order to win this series, they need to win today. The Rawhide are trying to split with a win this afternoon. First pitch slated for 12:05. It's 12:03 local time, and we are about to have the national anthem here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Again, I'm Jill Guerin. Stay right here. We'll have first pitch coming up next.
Ladies and gentlemen, for those who can rise and stand, time now for the singing of our national anthem of the United States of America. Flag of the USA above the right field fence. And to sing the Star-Spangled Banner, Sammy Vigil.
Just a few moments from first pitch for the series finale against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Let's take you through today's starting lineups, beginning with the visitors. The Quakes leading off at third base, Nick Bittison, followed by the shortstop, Randon Cohn. Batting third is the center fielder, Chris Newell. In the cleanup spot, the designated hitter, Tyrone Lorenzo. Batting fifth and left, Jorge Puerta. Behind the plate, batting sixth is Jesus Galiz, followed by the right fielder, Juan Alonso. Batting eighth at first base, Dayton Dooney. And batting ninth for the Quakes at second base is Kenneth Betancourt. On the mound for the second time this series for the Quakes, the lefty, Luis Valdez. He did pitch in game one of this series. That was the game the Rawhide took the early lead in the series. But right now, the Quakes lead the series 3-2. Again, the Rawhide need to win to split it. And the Quakes are looking for their first series win against the Rawhide with a win this afternoon. On the mound today for the Rawhide is Brock Jones. And here's the starting lineup behind him. Leading off at shortstop, Jose Fernandez, followed by the left fielder, Anderson Rojas. Batting third is the designated hitter, Christian Cerda. In a cleanup spot behind the plate, David Martin, followed by the right fielder, Julio Carrion. Batting sixth at second base, Manuel Pena. Followed by the third baseman, Ronnie Polanco. Batting eighth in center field, Alvin Guzman. And batting ninth at first is Gavin Conticello. Calling balls and strikes behind home plate today is Spencer Kim. And on the bases for the umpiring crew is Evan Anderson.
No time game. Mary Valley Strong Ballpark leading on for the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. Third baseman, number six.
All right, we are ready for first pitch. Nick Bittison leads it off batting from the right side. It is 12:07 local time. Brock Jones delivers, and the first pitch is high, ball one. Again, first pitch at 12:07. The pitch misses low and in, ball two. The 2-0 to Bittison misses high, ball three. Right now it is 84 degrees in Visalia. It feels a little bit warmer. We've got a thermometer in the booth. Here in the booth it is about 88 degrees, a little warmer inside than outside. The pitch misses high, ball four. Bittison draws a four-pitch walk to start off the ball game. The one thing about these afternoon games, sometimes it'll get hotter throughout the day. Here in Visalia, it tends to be the hottest around 4 or 5 o'clock. Runner on first is Bittison. At the plate is Ryan Doncone, the shortstop. Jones delivers, and the pitch is popped up to deep left field. Rojas goes back. He's at the wall, looks up. A two-run blast for Ryan Doncone, his eighth home run of the season. 2-0 Rancho. In the top of the first inning. And the Quakes take an early lead.
Now batting center fielder number nine, Chris Noel.
Nobody on, nobody out. And Chris Noel bats from the left side. He is currently the home run leader for the Quakes. Not just the Quakes, the Cal League. The pitch misses low and outside. Newell had two home runs yesterday and two home runs yesterday. Excuse me. Two home runs yesterday and two home runs on Thursday as the pitch misses, count as 2-0. So four home runs this series. And he has 12 on the season, which is the most in the Cal League. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the second baseman, Pena. Backhands it, throw to first, beats Newell by half a step. Close play there, nice play by the second baseman, Pena.
Designated hitter, number eight, De'Ron Lorenzo.
De'Ron Lorenzo bats from the right side. One down. The pitch. Deep fly ball to left again. Rojas goes back at the wall, looks at it go. Two home runs in the inning for the Quakes. It is now 3-0. Almost identical. That one just hit a little bit higher. Three nothing, the Quakes lead off of two hits and a walk, and Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will come have a conversation with Brock Jones. Every Rawhide mound visit this season is presented by the Shawn team. They're a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. Jones this season 0-2 with a 6.55 ERA. Jones, 5'11", 180 pounds, left-handed pitcher from originally Newport Beach, California, according to his MLB page, but then went to high school in Washington State, drafted in the 16th round by the Diamondbacks in 2019. Here's Jorge Puerta batting from the left side, 3-0 ball game. The pitch misses low and out. Wind is blowing out to right. The pitch to Puerta is a strike. Catching for Jones today is David Martin, Third baseman, Ronnie Polanco. Shortstop, Jose Fernandez. Second baseman, Manuel Pena. And at first, it's Gavin Contasello. The pitch is swung on line towards right field, and the right fielder, Carrion, makes the play. So Julio Carrion in right. In center field, Alvin Guzman. And Anderson Rojas is in left field. Two away, nobody on, and Jesus Galiz batting from the right side. The pitch. Strike on the inside corner. Infield shading to the left side. Outfield playing a little back. The pitch popped up right field side. It'll be over the McUltra Club. This is Brock's seventh start of the season. The pitch. Big swing and a miss. Strike three. Puerta strikes. Beg your pardon. Galiz strikes out to end the inning. Strikeout is brought to you by the Mill Pizzeria. We're heading into the bottom of the first. The Quakes lead 3-0 thanks to two home runs. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Shortstop, number 7, Jose Fernandez.
Jose Fernandez leads it off for the Rawhide. He takes a strike on the inside corner. Bottom of the first inning, Quakes lead early, 3-0. Valdez, lefty on the mound. Fernandez takes the ball inside. One count. Here's the pitch. Fouled off. Out of play. 1-2. And it lands in North Gidding Street, which is a broken window for Vision Glassworks. Fernandez fouls off another one. Count remains 1-2. Valdez does work quickly. Rawhide wearing their alternate home uniforms today. The cream pants with the red jerseys with the black and gold V on the left breast pocket, and then gold and black numbers in the back. They will wear their black home caps. The pitch is fouled off, out of play. This is my favorite uniform that we have. I like the Toros jerseys a lot too, but there's just something about the red with the cream pants. Here's the 2-2. Slow ground ball, but it has fouled off of Fernandez's front foot, and he's in a lot of pain there. He does not have any shin guard, ankle guard, nothing. So that was all ball that he got. I think one of the reasons why I like this combo is I've always enjoyed when teams have white pants with a different colored shirt. Probably started with how I grew up a Red Sox fan. They would always have their red or dark navy blue jersey being worn. Connor Oates, the athletic trainer today for the Rawhide. Not today. This season for the Rawhide, out to check on Fernandez right now. Two balls, two strikes. Quakes lead 3-0. Catching for Valdez today is Jesus Galiz. At third base, Nick Bittison. The shortstop, Brian Doncon. Second baseman, Kenneth Betancourt. And at first, it is Dayton Dooney. From left to right, Jorge Puerta, Chris Newell, and Juan Alonso. Swung on and missed strike three. It was a breaking ball that Fernandez waved at. One away, nobody on for Anderson Rojas.
At the plate is long fielder number 35, Anderson Rojas.
First pitch to Rojas. He squares to bunt, gets it down the first base side. First baseman Dooney has it. The toss over to first is not in time. Nice idea by Rojas and perfectly executed. Although, kudos to the Quakes. They did almost get him. Valdez, a left-handed pitcher, his momentum throws him off on the third base side, and he still hustled over to first base and got there nearly in time. If it was anyone just a tad slower than Rojas, he would have been out. That was really impressive. But they are going to come and check on Valdez. Again, the way that he kind of landed on first looked a little awkward. All right, Valdez says he's fine. You can see right there on that replay from JT that we had his right ankle kind of, I don't know, quivered, I guess is the right word to use. Cerda at the plate, batting from the right side, one down. Rojas takes off immediately. The pitch is outside, and the catcher, Galiz, didn't even throw down. But it's a stolen base for Rojas' third of the season. So runner in scoring position for the designated hitter, Cerda, who's batting 240 on the year. 1-0 is low in the dirt. On deck is the catcher, David Martin, followed by Julio Carrion, Manuel Pena, Ronnie Polanco, Alvin Guzman, and Gavin Contasello. 2-0. Misses inside. I mentioned the Rawhide uniforms. I also really like the Quakes uniform. So I think it's just on brand for me that I like when they have a certain, you know, gray or white pant, cream for the case of the Rawhide, and then their alternate jersey that does not match that same color. So the Quakes wearing their gray pants with the dark blue jerseys. The pitch is a strike. It says Rancho in white with a red number on the front, and they have white numbers on the back. 3-1 count, one down. The pitch, high and inside, ball four. Cerda draws a one-out walk. Now runners on first and second. One down for David Martin, who's batting from the left side. You know, I just had an epiphany. I know why I like these kind of uniforms. It's because that's what I grew up wearing for softball. Now, of course, you have the white-on-white unis or the gray-on-gray unis, but my favorite was always the alternate jersey. Speaking of softball, NCAA Division One playoffs started this weekend. They're in the regionals right now. There's about 16 games happening today. All over the internet. The pitch is swung on. Deep fly ball to center field. Newell going back. He makes the catch on the warning track. Rojas is going to tag late. Here's the throw to third. No, it's cut off by the shortstop, Doncon. Runners on the corners, and Rojas probably should have just tagged up immediately on that one because he is fast enough, in my opinion. He's fast enough where if Newell dropped it, he probably could have scored all the way from second, but no harm, no foul. I do see D. Gardner, the manager for the Rawhide and the third base coach today, he was telling him something down there. I imagine it's the same thing, but you never know. It might have been a different conversation, or D would have had him do something slightly different than what I just suggested. Two outs. Julio Carrion bats from the right side. Runners on the corners. Carrion facing his former team. He was with the Dodgers last year and played with the Quakes here in Visalia, against Visalia. Now he's facing his old team. The pitch misses high. 2-0 count, two down. Bottom of the first, the Quakes lead 3-0. Fouled off into the netting behind the plate. Low and outside. Infield slightly shading to the left. Carrion batting 262 on the year. The pitch from Valdez is popped up into right center field. The right fielder Alonso comes over, and he makes the catch in shallow right center to end the inning. Rawhide strand two runners, and they still trail by three as we go into the second. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Attention Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Bally's Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Bally's Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Bally's Comfort way.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
When it comes to trucks, no one hits it out of the park like Will Teixeira Ford. It's a Teixeira triple play of selection, financing, and service that always spells customer satisfaction. That's why in Tulare County, Teixeira is number one in Ford truck sales. So for your best deal on a Ford Ranger, F-Series, or Super Duty truck, visit Will Teixeira Ford for a home run. Teixeira's making it happen.
22,
Juan Alonso. Brock Jones back on the mound for the second inning. Quakes lead 3-0. First pitch swinging is Alonso, grounded foul on the third base side. Oh, 1. Hard ground ball to third baseman Polanco. Ranges to his glove side. Spins around. Throw to first is in time. Nice play by Polanco. Polanco was normally, that's just where he was playing prior to the season. He's usually a middle infielder, primarily second base, and they've had him work in at third. This is the first time he's playing there in his career. There have been a few growing pains, which is going to happen in this level as the pitch misses into Dayton Dooney, but starting to look more and more comfortable. He's also worked in at first. The pitch misses inside, ball two. Beg your pardon, ball one. I see a 1-1 count on the board. Jones kicks, pitch misses high. And it is a 3-0 count. The home plate umpire, Spencer Kim, just indicated that. Pitch from Jones. High and outside, ball four. Four-pitch walk given up to Dayton Dooney. Puts a runner on first with one away. For the number nine batter, Kenneth Betancourt. The pitch misses high and in, ball one. Jones, in his last outing, it was against Fresno. He was not a part of the decision, but he threw 4 2/3 innings. Only giving up one run off of three hits. Walked two and struck out four. Pickoff attempt at first base is not in time. He's back safely standing up. Entering today's game, he's thrown 22 innings for the Rawhide, striking out 21 while walking 13. 1-0, fouled off over the McUltra Club on the right field side. Lands in North Gidding Street. It's another broken window for Vision Glassworks. Some light clouds in the sky, but nothing that's going to block the sun. Sun in full effect here for this afternoon game. 1-1 from Jones. Low and inside ball two. Every single Sunday game in Visalia will be a 12:05 start. And every Sunday is also a Sunday Fun Day presented by Valley Children's. Valley Children's is a local healthcare network hospital for children, located not only here in Visalia, Fresno, but all over the Central Valley. The 2-1, ground into the shortstop Fernandez. He fields it, throws to second for one, on to first. Not in time. They said he was safe at first base. So. Betancourt beats out double play ball. Dooney is retired. And here's Nick Bittison batting from the right side. Two away, runner on first. Here's the pitch. Lined into left field, a base hit. Bittison swinging at the first pitch as third hit of the day for the Quakes. I beg your pardon. Betancourt advances to second. Runners on first and second, two away as Randon Cohn steps to the plate. Don Cohn did have the home run to start off the inning. Back in the first, made it a 2-0 ball game. There are two outs. Infield is back. The pitch. Swung on and missed. So Brock was drafted and signed in 2019. Pitched in the Arizona Complex League that year. And then 2020 was the COVID year. And 2021, he was recovering from Tommy John surgery. So he had two full seasons off, almost three full seasons off. The pitch is swung on and missed. Strike two. In 2022, he did play in four games in the Arizona Complex League and then came to Visalia for the final month. So we'll say 2.5 years off, basically. And then started here in Visalia on the opening day roster. Jones kicks, though, too, is fouled off. Jones checks the runner on second. The pitch is lined into center field by the diving second baseman. Guzman gets it in quickly. He's going to throw to third, but Bittison is safe at third base. And Don Cohn advances to second on the throw. Run does score 4-0 in the top of the second inning. Two out, RBI base hit for Don Cohn.
Center fielder Chris Noel.
Betancourt scored easily from second, and then Bittison safe at third. Chris Newell Batting from the left side, we're just waiting on Bittison to be ready at third, and he says he is. The pitch. Misses low and outside. Newell did hit a home run in his, not beg your pardon, it was Lorenzo who hit a home run, who's on deck. Newell is just the home run leader, so it's natural that I would think that he's the one who hit a homer in the last inning. 1-0. High and in. Newell leaned out of the way of that one. 2-0. The Quakes have four runs off of four hits. The pitch. Fouled off out of play, third base side. Two runners in scoring position. Two-one. Foul tipped. Jones sets. Glove out by his chin. The 2-2. Low and outside. Nice block by Martin. Full count, two outs. The runner on third, Bittison on second, Doncone. Jones at 35 pitches now. Payoff pitch. Low and outside, ball four. Newell draws a two-out walk to make it bases loaded at four. Lorenzo did hit a home run in the last inning. And Tyler Mark, the pitching coach, will come out to have another conversation. Every Rahine Mound visit this season is presented by the Sean Team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and the Central Coast with heart. The Sean Team, where community matters. And there is movement in the Rahine pen. Gunnar Groon is warming in the pen for the Rahine. Here's how the inning has gone so far. Alonzo grounded out to third. Dooney walked, but Dooney was retired on the fielder's choice hit by Betancourt. So at that point, there were two outs. Then Bittison singled into left field, runners on first and second. Doncone had an RBI single that scored Betancourt. Bittison advanced to third, and Doncone then advanced to second on the throw. Newell just walked. That's how his base is full with two outs. The Quakes lead 4-0. The pitch to Lorenzo is a deep fly ball to left field. Rojas watches it go. A grand slam for Lorenzo. It makes it an 8-0 ball game here in the top of the second inning. Two home runs on the day for Lorenzo. 5 RBI. 3 home runs through 2 innings. For the Quakes.
Left fielder Jorge Huerta.
8-0, two outs. Bases are clear now for Jorge Huerta. He lined out to right in his first at bat. The pitch misses in, ball one. One oh count, two down. The pitch. Slow ground ball, first baseman Condicello picks it up. Jones will cover first, and he gets there easily. to end the inning, but five more runs cross the plate for the Quakes. 8-0 going into the bottom of the second. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box. I'm Bally Live.
At Valley Strong Credit Union, we know that local businesses are the backbone of the Central Valley, investing in our neighborhoods, boosting the economy, making the Valley stronger. But when it comes to their finances, where can they turn? A big bank that just sees another number? That's not good enough. Valley businesses deserve Valley support for payroll, credit, capital, and everything in between. Valley Business is Valley Strong. Learn about all the benefits of being a business banking member at valleystrong.com.
For the early to rise road trippers, the late night truck drivers, or even the bucket list checking baseball fans, your Wyndham is waiting, no matter who you are, where you're going, or why. With 24 trusted brands to choose from, like La Quinta, Days Inn, and Super 8, there's a hotel by Wyndham for everyone. Wyndham Hotels and Resorts, the official hotel of minor league baseball. Get the lowest price at WyndhamHotels.com. Restrictions apply. Visit website for more details.
You love your car, but you don't give it a hug before bed or kiss it goodnight. But you can still show you care by using Chevron with Techron. If you're using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and harm performance. Chevron with Techron cleans up these deposits and helps protect cars from future engine deposits. You end up with higher performance and a happy car. Chevron with Techron.
It's the bottom of the second inning. The Quakes lead 8-0. Pitch misses outside, ball two. Valdez is back on the mound. The pitch misses high and in, ball three. Valdez delivers a pitch in, ball four.
Heading towards the plate is second correction, third base for number 17, Ronnie Polanco.
And now Ronnie Polanco comes to the plate. Polanco batting 165 on the year, takes the ball very out. One oh count. Valdez delivers a strike right at the knees. He fouls off the next pitch. 2-1 count. That was the first strike thrown by Valdez in this inning. The 2-1 to Polanco, high fastball that he fouls off into the netting behind the plate. Two balls, two strikes. Valdez in his first inning of work, he did give up one hit, but it was a bunt single by Rojas. That's the only hit of the day for the Rawhide so far. He's now walked two batters today. Valdez, glove at the belt, checks the runner, now kicks, and the pitch is very inside. Mentioned that Valdez did pitch in the first game of this series, and he's pitching a lot better so far. He threw just an inning and two-thirds on Tuesday, giving up four earned runs off of five hits, walked two, and struck out one. The pitch is called strike three on the inside corner. Polanco strikes out looking. One away, second strikeout of the day for Valdez. And Alvin Guzman bats from the right side. The center fielder has Manuel Pena on first with one out in the Rawhide, trailing by eight in the bottom of the second inning. Here's the pitch. It is a strike on the outside corner. Mention that D. Garner, our manager, is coaching third base today, and at first it is Ronaldo Arenado. Sometimes they switch places. Sometimes one of our roving coaches will go over to first base to give D an off day on the bases. The pitch is swung on and missed, strike two. Southpaw delivers. Swung on and missed, strike three. It is now two outs. Back-to-back K's for Valdez. One looking, one swinging. Breaking ball, they got Guzman. Two away, runner on first, and Contesello bats from the left side. The pitch to Contesello misses high. So Valdez, again, this is his second start of the series, his seventh overall this season. And the third time he's facing the Rawhide. 1-0. Low and out, ball two. So that's one difference that we've seen so far with the Quakes and the Rawhide. The Quakes have been using a five-man rotation. That's why we've seen Valdez twice this series. Meanwhile, the Rawhide use a six-man rotation. That's been pretty consistent ever since we moved to this six-game series format in 2021. The pitch, check swing, and he does not go, according to the umpire on the base, Evan Anderson. Three-oh count, two outs. Here's the pitch. Misses inside, ball four. Contesello draws a two-out walk. The two base runners on for the Rawhide come off of walks by Valdez. And top of the order, Jose Fernandez comes to the plate. He did strike out swinging in his first at-bat. Pitching coach for the Quakes, Sean Coyne, out to have a conversation. So for those of you who might be wondering, the six-man rotation versus five-man rotation, what's better, what's the strategy for it? I don't really think there's a strategy for it. More of, okay, this makes sense. We have six games. Let's throw one guy every single day. And that's just kind of what the Diamondbacks organization has done, at least here at this level. But I've also noticed it in the Hillsborough level as well. I haven't been as paying attention as much at the Amarillo and Reno level, to be honest with you, in terms of who's the starting pitcher every single day. But just organizational differences. One's not better than the other. Probably from a broadcaster standpoint, when I'm getting ready to write my game notes and the lineup, it is much easier if it's a six-man rotation. I know Brock Jones is Sunday. Steinmetz is Tuesday. Here's the pitch to Fernandez, misses high. So here's how the rotation usually works for the Rawhide. And, of course, as I say this, it's probably going to change drastically for whatever reason next week. But Jacob Steinmetz is Tuesday. Wednesday is Joe Elbies. Thursday, Wyatt Wendell. Friday, Jose Cabrera. Saturday, Ricardo Yon. And on Sunday, it is Brock Jones. The pitch to Fernandez is a strike. Count is 1-1. I'm going to go ahead and just continue to jinx myself because why not? We also have not had a roster transaction since May 5th. That is 16 days that a roster transaction, which means we're going to have like five this week. Here's the 1-1. It swung on and missed. Count is 1-2. One ball, two strikes, two outs. 8-0, the Quakes lead in the bottom of the second inning. Pitch to Fernandez. It is tapped foul right behind the plate. Manuel Pena is on second. Gavin Contesello on first. V- Valdez checks the runner on second now, kicks, and the pitch is fouled off. We'll do it again. Fernandez batting 259 on the year. Two home runs, 10 RBI. He also has two doubles. 1-2. Coming in. 2-2. We've seen Fernandez at short, second, and third this season. Two, two. Fouled off. Long at bat here by Fernandez. That was the seventh pitch of this at bat. So this will be pitch number 8. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Southpaw delivers. Checks his swing on a low pitch in the dirt. They're saying he did go. And that is strike 3 to end the inning. Rawhide still trailed by 8 as they strand 2 runners. Heading into the third, you're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Attention, Central Valley residents. Are you in need of top-quality cooling, heating, and plumbing services? Look no further than Ballast Comfort. Our expert team is proud to serve the Central Valley with reliable and affordable solutions. Whether you're in need of new air conditioning system, furnace repair, or plumbing installation, we've got you covered. Plus, with our commitment to customer satisfaction, you can trust that we'll get the job done right. Don't wait. Call Ballast Comfort today at 559-234-4131 to experience the Ballast Comfort way.
Need a 5-gallon drum of toothpaste? Head to a local warehouse superstore, but get your gasoline at Chevron. Chevron with Techron was the first gasoline designated top-tier gasoline by BMW, GM, Honda, and Toyota. It helps your car's performance by cleaning engine parts of the deposits lower quality gasoline can leave behind. So if you need a 10,000-pack of AAA batteries, sorry, can't help you there. But when it comes to top-quality gasoline, we've got you covered. Chevron.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized once again as a center of excellence by the Surgical Review Committee for sustaining a culture of excellence in minimally invasive gynecology and robotic surgery. Simply put, you and your family can look to Kaweah Health for excellent surgical care as we strive to be your world-class healthcare choice for life. To learn more, go to kaweahhealth.org/SRC. Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
The catcher, Jesus Galiz.
Brock Jones back on the mound, top of the third, and the Quakes lead 8-0. Jesus Galiz swings the first pitch, fouls it off first base side, out of play. Infield shading to the left against Galiz. The pitch is lined down the left field side, but it hooks very foul and lands in the Budweiser red zone. After this game, the Rawhide are going on the road for 2 weeks. First week will be at Inland Empire. The second week is at Lake Elsinore, providing that it's deemed safe to play. Here's the 0-2, missing out ball 1. I can't imagine a scenario where it wouldn't be okay within a week. For those of you who don't know, Lake Elsinore had a gas leak explosion in the home clubhouse this week. The pitch was fouled off, out of play. Count is 1-2 still, and that was 2 days ago. So Friday it happened at 4:20. The two people who were injured were plumbers here to fix the gas leak. Thankfully, no players, coaching staff, or any other people were in the clubhouse, from my understanding. The pitch is grounded towards the second baseman. Pena makes a diving attempt, hits off his glove, but he can't hold on to it. Galiz has a leadoff single to start off the third. And Juan Alonso comes to the plate. They immediately postponed Friday's game and Saturday's game, and they were hoping to play today, providing that it passed inspection. But from my understanding, it's not deemed safe. So here's the pitch. It is a strike on the inside corner. Count is 0-1. Now here's where things get weird. So how playoffs work in the Cal League, we split the season right in the half, right in the middle. First half, second half. And then we have a Northern Division and a Southern Division. 0-1, called strike. So the winner of the first half, the best record in the first half of the season in both the Northern Division and the Southern Division, make it to the playoffs. And then the best record in the second half in the Northern Division and the Southern Division also make it to the playoffs. Four teams, four out of the eight teams make it. The 0-2 is popped up and it'll be behind our press box. Count remains 0-2. So Lake Elsinore and Rancho right now are pretty close when it comes to, at least they were close until Lake Elsinore stopped playing three games or was unable to play three games. They're right now five games back, but them possibly not making up three games could be interesting when it comes to the record towards the end of the first half. And the reason why I'm saying that they might not make it up is Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire are not scheduled to play each other again in this first half. And you're saying, well, why not the second half? Doesn't work that way when your first half champ needs to have played all of those games. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to third. Blanco throws to second, on to first. It is a 5-4-3 double play to make it bases empty with two outs.
First base run.
So again, they are not scheduled to play each other. The only thing I could think of if they really want to get the games in would be to have them play a doubleheader on a Monday at some point and then maybe another game on a Monday. Be somewhat easy because it is a commuter trip. They're less than an hour from each other. The pitch is swung on by Dooney. Brock Jones gets the ball by third base. He makes the play from his knees and throws to first. Are you kidding me? Let's see that again. My goodness. Coming off the mound, he makes a diving play and then makes a throw from his knees offline, but Condicello able to make the play to tag him out. What a job by Brock Jones. It's a 1-2-3 inning of work. Going into the bottom of the third, Quakes lead 8-0 still. Now is your Geiger Electric play of the game. You're listening to and watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health, more than medicine, life.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, in the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
The Equity Group Saloon, a party deck located right next to third base. A comfortable, exclusive area right on top of the action. The Equity Group Saloon offers a unique way to enjoy a ball game with friends, family, or coworkers. It's equipped with fans, misters, and your own private bar and bartender. Grab a seat at the bar or one of our custom pub-style tables, or get close to the action in a traditional stadium seat. It's fun and affordable at only $20 per ticket. For more information,
Anderson Rojas is batting from the left side. 1-0 count on him already in the bottom of the third inning. He squares to bunt, pulls back, but they appeal down to Evan Anderson on the bases. They said that he did go around, so it's a 1-1 count. New pitcher on the mound for the Quakes is Darlene Pinales. Pitch misses. He is in relief for Luis Valdez. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom Pest Control. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, Bugs. 2-1 to Rojas, fouled off, out of play, third base side. Rojas swings with a 2-2, lined into right center field. The right fielder, Alonso, gets it in quickly to hold Rojas to a single. That is his second hit of the day. He's the only Rawhide player to have a hit today. His first one is a bunt single. This one, a line drive. The first hit of the day is brought to you by Roaster Brothers Milk Company, where every sip is special. Christian Cerda batting from the right side against Pinales. He'll now work with the runner on. First pitch swinging a Cerda line drive on the right field side. It is a fair ball. Rojas rounding second. He's heading for third, and he will be held there as the ball gets in quickly from Alonso. Holds Cerda to a long single. Runners on the corners, and the Rawhide have something brewing here with nobody out.
Heading to the plate is the catcher.
David Martin is batting from the left side. Nobody out, runner on third. Rojas on first is Cerda. First pitch just misses out. Now make it 2-0. Infield at double play, depth shading to the right. Quakes lead 8-0 in the bottom of the third. The pitch is just inside, ball three. Those three pitches to Martin, I don't think we're missing by much. Misses outside, ball four. So the bases are loaded with nobody out, and Julio Carrion comes to the plate batting from the right side. He flied out to right in his first at bat. First time he's facing Pinales, though. Bases loaded. First pitch to Carrion misses high. Pinales, glove at his right ear. The righty delivers, and it is a ground ball to the third baseman, Bittison. He'll pick it up right by third. Touch third. The throw to first gets Carrion. It was picked out of the dirt by Dooney. A run does score for the Rawhide. It's an 8-1 ball game, but two outs. Now there's a runner on second for Pena.
Manuel Pena.
On second is Martin Pena at the plate. He walked in his first at bat. Pinales kicks, and the pitch misses high and outside. Pinales this season for Rancho, 2-2, a 10.24 ERA. This is his eighth appearance out of the bullpen. 1-0 is low and in. He has thrown 20 innings of work for the Quakes. In those 20 innings, he has struck out 23 while walking 29. The pitch, very high and outside, gets by the catcher. Martin almost decided to take third, but Again, the pitch was so high that it actually hit off of the backstop really well. And that's why Martin went back to second base. You can see where it is. Usually when it's a wild pitch like that, it hits the dirt and it slows it down and plenty of time for a runner to advance 90 feet. This time it was not, and Martin knew better than to try to go. Pena takes another ball outside. That is the second four-pitch walk that Pena has had today. Runners on first and second for Ronnie Polanco, who's batting from the left side. And Ramon Troncoso will have a conversation with Pinales on the mound. They have two pitching coaches for the Quakes. One is Sean Coyne and the other Ramon Troncoso. 8-1 ball game in the bottom of the third inning. Mentioned that today is our Sunday Fun Day presented by Fally Children's. Usually it's surrounding having fun for the Tippers Kids Club members. If you are interested in joining Tippers Kids Club, you can check out our website, rawhidebaseball.com, or call the ticket office presented by Kauia Health. But today is one of our Kids Club giveaways presented by Allen Law Firm. The first 200 Kids Club members to go to our guest services by the third base side will receive a Tipper laundry hamper. Here's the pitch. Misses outside, ball one. I don't know if anyone is listening who has young children, but you know you could use some extra hampers. 1-0. Misses low and in, ball two. I don't say that from experience from having kids, but from nannying during the pandemic, I feel like there's always laundry to be done with the kids. 2-0 count, two down. Runner on second is Martin, and on first is Pena. The pitch to Polanco is a strike. Polanco did strike out looking in his first at-bat. The pitch. High and in. Polanco checks his swing successfully. 3-1 hitters count for the third baseman. Ground ball, it's hit high to the third baseman, Bittison. He leaps up, makes the play, throws to first to end the inning. Rawhide do pick up a run, but they trail 8-1 as we go into the fourth. On the play-by-play will be Joey Gonzalez for the next three innings. You are listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Well, back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. We move to the top of the fourth inning where Kenneth Betancourt will get things going here. Kenneth Betancourt batting 265. With the Quakes leading over the Rawhide 8-1. Brock Jones still on the mound for the Rawhide. Left-handed pitcher throws a pitch over to Kenneth Betancourt that sends that one in the gap in left center field. Covering ground quickly is the center fielder Alvin Guzman, and he's able to record the first out of the inning. And there's one down here in the top of the fourth. Kenneth Betancourt batting for the second time tonight. He gets retired for the first time. Watch the replay there. Alvin Guzman covering quite a bit of ground out there in left center field, just in front of the warning track and able to retrieve the grab. So here's Nick Bittison at the plate, batting for the third time today. He scored both times, had a walk back in the first and scored back in the second inning. Talk about going one for one, had that single on a line drive in a left field last time out. Nick Bittison will wait the pitch to deliver from Jones. That one's slicing in right center field, dropping quickly. Unable to get there is Julio Quetion. Alvin Guzman will cut it off. Nick Bittison about rounding first base, about 10 feet away from the first base bag. But he'll end up staying over at first base. And it's a one-out single for Nick Bittison. So the Quakes' third baseman gets on the base paths once again. And the Quakes now have their seventh hit of the ball game. Meanwhile, the Rawhide only have three. So Randon Cole now at the plate, had a home run back in the first inning and a single in the second. Don Cole looking to reach for the third time today. Randon Cole, we talked about all series long, the fact that he's top five in the California League in home runs. As Brock Jones gets ready for the next pitch, not a very big lead over at first base. A delivery from Jones misses high for ball two. One ball and a strike, one away. Don Cole batting from the right side. A dangerous batter, Chris Newell, waits on deck. 1-1 delivery from Jones. Misses in the dirt. A nice block by David Martin. Keeps the ball within about a foot in front of him. And a nice block there by the catcher for the Rawhide. So Randon Cole, seventh in the California League in hits. And with that home run earlier today, 8 home runs on the season. It's third best in the California League. The delivery on the way to Don Cole. That one misses high for a ball. 3 home runs in this ball game, including a grand slam, which is the first Quakes grand slam of the season. 38 home runs for this Rawhide, or for this Quakes team. First in the California League, and it's 9 more home runs than the closest team, who is the San Jose Giants with 29. Don Cole hits it to the left side of the infield. Backhanded by Polanco. Throws down to first just in time. And it's able to sit down Randon Cole for the first time tonight. And there's 2 away here in the top of the fourth inning.
Center fielder Chris Noel.
So the ground out will lead to Nick Bittison advancing over to second base. And here is Chris Newell. As we watch the replay there. Brock Jones leaves in a breaking ball on the outside part of the plate. Just getting enough of it was Randon Cole. A little bit of a bobble over there by third base, Ronnie Polanco. But he's able to recover in time and record that out. Runner in scoring position for the Quakes. Brock Jones with the delivery. Misses outside for pitch number 60. And the count goes 1 ball, no strikes. Chris Newell yesterday, 2 home runs. It's a second multi-home run game, not only of the season, of the series. Chris Newell having himself a day yesterday. A guy who can really hit all parts of the field. That one misses high for a ball. David Martin lost that ball, and he's still looking for it on the ground. He'll walk over to it and pick it up and finally calls for time. And it's going to be an easy advancement for Nick Bittison, who walks over to third base. We'll see what happened there for David Martin. Second game catching this series, and it looks like the ball is going up. I talked about this earlier in the series. Whenever catching, sometimes if the ball goes high, you kind of lose it whenever your glove gets in front of the catcher's mask. And it looks like that's exactly what happened for David Martin there, trying to track down the ball late and unable to see it there. And the count goes 3 balls and a strike for Newell. Newell scored back in the second after walking. And that was thanks to the grand slam by Tyron Laronzo, who waits on deck. We'll talk more about Laronzo here in a moment. Chris Newell get ready for the pitch. Three balls, no strikes, two away for Brock Jones. His delivery misses high and inside for ball four. So Chris Newell will take a four-pitch walk and take his place over at first base. And here comes the dangerous designated hitter, Thyron Lorenzo. There's a reason why he's the cleanup hitter. Has a chance to clean up the base paths. He did it earlier. You see right there, two for two, two home runs, and already five RBIs on the day for Lorenzo. Dangerous batter here for the Quakes. Lorenzo will await the first pitch from Brock Jones. We'll see how much longer Jones will go in this ball game. The two out first pitch goes inside for a ball. Thyron Lorenzo with the home run earlier gives him 10 on the year. Good for the third best batting average in the California League is Lorenzo, batting 273. And get ready for the pitch from Jones. That one misses low for ball number two. Two balls and no strikes, and that's now six straight balls thrown from Brock Jones. Jones trying to get something going here in the strike zone. Pitching here in his fourth inning of work. Most Rawhide pitchers only go about five complete innings, so we'll see how much longer Jones can go. There is a pitcher warming up in the bullpen. Thyron Lorenzo swinging for the fences on that one, and the count goes two balls and one strike. A high pitch there from Jones, up about the chest level where that Rancho logo is located across the chest for this Quakes team, and he pops it up on the right side of the infield. Scooting over to the right side is Manuel Pena. He's underneath that one and is able to record the out. One hit, no runs, no errors, two runners left on base. We go to the bottom of the fourth on this sunny Sunday afternoon in Visalia, California. The Quakes lead over the Rawhide 8-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live.
Nationwide protection.
Welcome back to Sunday afternoon baseball here on Bally Sports Live. Visalia Rawhide and the Rancho Quakes facing off for the final game of the six-game series. The Quakes are just one win away from taking the series. Now they currently lead 3-2 after their victory last night. Following this game, the Rawhide will be on a two-week road stand. They face off against Inland Empire Tuesday night at 6:35 Pacific time. Pitch clips the outside part of the plate for strike number one. Two balls and a strike for Alvin Guzman. Alvin Guzman digging in for the second time today. Struck out swinging back in the second inning and takes an inside pitch for ball number three. Three balls and a strike. Three balls, one strike. Rawhide looking for a leadoff walk here against the right-hander. The delivery, and that one's fouled off to the left side, nearly running it to the manager, D. Garner, the third base coach at the moment for Visalia. Alvin Guzman will take his batter's timeout and step out as the ball will be retrieved over there in left field. Alvin Guzman will get ready for the pitch. Payoff pitch on the way. Misses high for ball four. And Darlene Pinales throws a leadoff walk. And Alvin Guzman will walk 90 feet over to first base.
First baseman.
Yeah, here comes Gavin Conicillo to the plate. Pinales pitching pitch number 27 there on that walk. Rawhide batting his batting a lot better against right-handed pitching than left-handed. Rawhide came in today batting 189 against left-handed hitters. Conicillo takes that one down the heart of the plate for strike number one. And now that Pinales comes into the game, the first right-hander that the Rawhide will be facing today. 227. So about a 30-40 point differential between left-handed and right-handed pitching. And in fact, Gavin Conicillo, the tied for the worst batting average against left-handed pitching at a .095. Meanwhile, Gavin Conicillo batting 139 against right-handers. Behind the count, no balls and two strikes. Man in motion for the Rawhide. Easily stealing a base will be Alvin Guzman. On a pitch low below the knees for Conicillo. And the Rawhide have a runner in scoring position here in the bottom of the fourth inning. One ball, two strikes for Conicillo. Does not have an RBI yet this season. And watch that pitch go in the opposite batter's box for ball number two. Two balls and a strike. Two balls, two strikes. No outs here for Conicillo. Looking to get something going here for the Rawhide. Looking for their first run since the third. The Rawhide were held scoreless in the first two innings as that ball misses in the dirt for ball three. And another full count coming up here for the Rawhide. Three, two count. Conicillo from the left side. Right on left matchup. The delivery on the way. Conicillo fouls that one backwards. Just gets a piece of it. Enough to stay in the alive in the count. Three balls and two strikes. So Valdez only went two full innings of work. Only gave up one hit. Walked three batters and struck out four. Pinales with a 10.18 ERA compared to Valdez's 3.77. The payoff pitch on the way. Conicillo goes down looking. Throws him on a breaking ball right down the middle of the plate. Conicillo gets sat down for the first time tonight. Walked back in the second inning. And as a result, we're going back to the top of the order. We're going to be Jose Fernandez stepping up. Third batter faced on the inning from Pinales as he faces off against Jose Fernandez. Fernandez is shortstop for the Rawhide. Takes pitch down the middle for strike number one. 0-1 is the count for Fernandez. Jose Fernandez, the second fewest games played by Rawhide, but he's found himself consistently in the starting lineup ever since. He hits that one right up the middle, grabbed out of the air by Pinales, licks over at third, and a lob over to first base, and it was lobbed way too high. A rainbow throw by Pinales, throws it over where Dooney has to step off the first base bag, and it's going to be an E1, and runners on the corner for the Rawhide. A fairly routine play there for Pinales. He looked over to third. Maybe that threw him off a little bit. And as a result, way too high of a rainbow. You see the hesitation, look over at third base, and maybe thought it was a little too easy. Sails it over Dooney's head, try to apply the tag on Jose Fernandez. Unable to do it. And now runners on the corners with one out with a dangerous batter, Anderson Rojas, stepping up. Rojas takes a pitch down the middle for strike number one and finds himself behind 0-1. One away here in the bottom of the fourth inning on this sunny Sunday afternoon here in the series finale. Rojas will get ready for the pitch, takes it inside, just missed, and it's called ball one, one ball and one strike. Anderson Rojas, 309, the highest batting average on this Rawhide team. In fact, the only Rawhide batter batting above 300. Rojas fouls that one backwards for strike number two. Runners on the corners, one ball, two strikes. Getting ready for the pitch. The delivery on the way from Pinales. That one swung and fouled back over to the right side. Quakes housed on that right side of the infield. And as a result, still staying alive in the at-bat is Anderson Rojas. Rojas. The large difference between right-handed and left-handed hitting, 176 against left-handers, 353 against right-handers, and he sends down to the left side of the infield, grabbed out of the off the line by Nick Bittison. He's had a really good series, Bittison, over on the third base side. He's able to cut off the line, and as a result gets the out. Maybe if it would have dropped, they could have turned two. Rain Don Khan maybe would have been able to take that one off of a bounce and gone for a 6-4-3 double play. But still, Nick Bittison, great awareness there, able to take it on a line. And as a result, there's two down, and the manager, John Shoemaker, is going to come out to the mound. And that is going to be the end of Darlene Finales' day. He goes 1 2/3 inning, and we have a pitching change from Valley Strong Ballpark. It is the bottom of the fourth inning. Quakes lead over the Rawhide 8-1. When we come back, we will have the pitching change. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We have a ResCom pitching change. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home a pest-free home. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye bugs. So a new pitcher for the Rancho Quakes, number 45, Kelvin Ramirez, a 6'4", 187 right-hander. Coming from the ACL Dodgers, he was an international free agent signee back in 2021. As he gets ready to step on the mound for the Quakes. So the end of the day for Pinales, 1.2 innings pitched. She gave up two hits, one run. That run was earned, three walks and one strikeout. So not the most ideal day for Pinales, but he's able to get two outs here in this inning. And as a result, the Quakes have two down and runners on the corners. And it's going to be Christian Serta's job to find a way to get the Rawhide their second run of the ball game. I'll give you the numbers for Ramirez in just a moment. The first pitch to Serta, swing and a miss. And as a result, now finds himself behind the count, no balls and a strike. So Kelvin Ramirez, an ERA of 12.1, seven games started. This will be his 10th inning of work. He's given up 13 earned runs. So those are some of the numbers on Ramirez. A pitch on the way to Serta, misses inside for ball one, one ball and a strike. Christian Serta, the everyday catcher for the Rawhide. Get ready for the upcoming pitch. One ball, one strike to Serta, batting 240. But before that happens, a throwback over to the first side. Jose Fernandez dives in there easily. Christian Serta, third in the California League in OBP with a .441. The only player from either the Quakes or the Rawhide that are in the top 10 in that category. Swing and a miss for Serta. Behind in the count, no balls and two strikes. Other categories that Christian Serta leads in walks. Three players inside the top 10 in the California League in walks are either on the Quakes or the Rawhide. Two for the Rawhide and one for the Quakes. Chris Newell, 25, in sixth place. One ball, two strikes, two away. Serta gets ready for the upcoming pitch. Delivery from Ramirez on the way. Breaking ball, swing and a miss. Struck out Christian Serta. So Kelvin Ramirez comes in, faces one batter, and he strikes him out. And the Rawhide strand two. No hits, no runs, no errors. Two runners left on base. We go to the top of the fifth inning. Quakes lead over the Rawhide 8-1. You listen to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Bally Sports Live. We move to the top of the fifth inning where we have a new pitcher, number 31, Gunnar Groon, the 6'6", 220 right-hander from the London United Kingdom, a free agent signing back in 2022, gets ready to begin the top of the fifth inning. So let's get you some of the numbers for some Rawhide pitching. As the end of the day comes for Brock Jones, goes four complete innings, gave up six hits, eight runs. All those were earned, four walks and one strikeout, and three home runs. So not the most ideal day for Brock Jones, and always difficult whenever you're facing off against these Quakes batters. It seems like the ball was really carrying at the beginning of the ballgame. Not very much wind, especially with the American flag out in right field. It's completely static at the moment. But especially off the bat going into left field, it has really flown so far today. So here is Jorge Puerta begin the inning. 5-6-7 coming up. He'll watch pitch go outside for ball two. Two balls and a strike. So Gunnar Groon, the new pitcher for the Rawhide. 10th appearance of the season with a 9.35 ERA. Swing and a miss for Puerta, and the count goes even. Two balls and two strikes. 8.2 innings pitched for Gunnar Groon. He's given up nine earned runs. Has not given up a home run, so that's a good sign facing off. Seven batters walked and five strikeouts for Groon. So some of the basic numbers for Gunnar Groon. He watches that pitch go outside for ball three. And Jorge Puerta is facing off in an even count. Three balls and two strikes. Jorge Puerta, one of lots of players on this Quake team, batting at the 200 mark. That one hit on the left side of the infield. It's going to be backhanded by Jose Fernandez from the edge of the grass. His throw is wide. Gavin Conocillo unable to apply the tag. And as a result, it's a leadoff single for Jorge Puerta. And the Quakes will now bring up the bat of Jesus Galiz to the plate. Tough play for Jose Fernandez, retreating backwards on the left side of the infield. Both feet were inside of the left field grass and trying to set his feet in time, unable to make the play. As a result, now you have Puerta over at first. Jesus Galiz has been the everyday catcher for the Quakes throughout this series. Only missed one game due to that upper body injury that he suffered back in game one. You're going to see it hasn't affected him much as Galiz gets ready for the pitch. Swing and a miss into the glove of David Martin. Jesus Galiz, with his two at-bats in the ballgame, puts him up to 101 at-bats on the season. As Quakes batters start to approach that 100 at-bat mark, that time of the year, as we get ready to go towards the end of May and get ready to turn the calendar over into the month of June. Fouled backwards, no balls and two strikes for Jesus Galiz. We talked about the upcoming Rawhide schedule, talking about how they'll be on the road at Lake Inland Empire and then Lake Elsinore the following week. Let's look over at the Rancho Quake schedule. After this pitch, no balls, two strike, hit on the left side of the infield. This one's going to be scooped up by Polanco. Only plays at first. Gavin Conocillo scoops that one out of the dirt, and there's one away here in the top of the fifth inning. So Jesus Galiz at least does the job of advancing the runner over to second base. There's an outside pitch that just got enough of, and you see the momentum going towards first base for Polanco. Not really a play at second base, and gets the for sure out at first. Juan Alonso at the plate, the right fielder for the Quakes. So just mentioned the schedule. Let's talk about it here. The Rawhide on the road. Now let's look over at the Quakes. No ball, one ball, no strikes to Alonso. His pitch, swing and a miss. Count goes even. One ball, one strike. So both the Quakes and the Rawhide will have an off day tomorrow, May 22nd. And then a two-week homestand for the Rancho Quakes. They'll be facing off against Lake Elsinore starting on Monday. It's a six-game series. First game starts at 6:30 on the ground to Gunnar Groon. A light toss over to Conocillo. Two down here in the top of the fifth. After the Lake Elsinore series, the Quakes will be hosting Inland Empire. That's another six-game series with both the Lake Elsinore and Inland Empire series starting at 6:30 p.m. with 2 p.m. start times on Sunday afternoons. So 2 weeks at home for Rancho, Rawhide on the road for 2 weeks. But the way the new minor league schedule goes, one no balls and a strike, and make that strike number one for Dayton Dooney. Dayton Dooney, the right-handed batter for the Quakes. Today in batting practice, he was doing a drill where he had what looked like a balloon almost underneath his armpit. It was underneath his right armpit, just trying to keep the hands inside on the swing. He's trying not to get too far extended. Also working on spraying throughout the field, left field, right field, center field. Especially Nick Bittison was a guy who was doing really good at that in batting practice. Hit on the right side of the infield. This one's going to be scooped up by Pena. Throw down to first in time, and the Quakes strand one. One hit, no runs, no errors. One runner left on base. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. Quakes lead over the Rawhide 8-1. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Bally Sports Live. Welcome back to Valley Strong Ballpark. We go to the bottom of the fifth inning. We've reached the halfway point in the series finale between the Rancho Quakes and the Visalia Rawhide. Quakes lead over the Rawhide 8-1 thanks to 8 runs in the first 2 innings of this ball game. David Martin will lead us off here to begin things in the bottom of the fifth inning. Ahead of the count, 2 balls and no strikes. Martin facing off against Ramirez. Ramirez is getting ready for his first complete inning of work. Hard hit shot on the first base side. It gets through the glove of Dayton Dooney. Rounding first, going into second is David Martin. He's going to reach on a slide. A nice piece of base hitting there by David Martin. Just able to sneak the ball past the first base line. It's a leadoff double for David Martin. And stepping up to the plate now for the Rawhide is going to be Julio Querion. A nice dive there by Dayton Dooney, just unable to extend in time. A nice base hit for Martin. Looked like a little bit of hesitation before he fully committed, but slides in easily. The ball wasn't even picked up by Don Korn or Bethencourt. And here is Julio Querion to the plate. A former Quake at the plate. Gets ready for the pitch. Right on right matchup here. The delivery on the way from Ramirez misses inside for ball number one. Let's get you some scores around the California League. This game was the first to start off. As you know, 8-1 here in the bottom of the fifth inning. Let's look at some other scores. Fresno and Modesto set for first pitch at 2:05 p.m. Pitch hit on the line over to the shortstop side. That one's caught by Don Cohn. A fake throw to second base, and it's a line out for Julio Querion. That makes it the first out of the inning.
Second baseman, Manuel Peña.
Nice hit by Querion. We've seen a lot of balls hit to that side of the infield, a little bit higher up on the launch angle, but unable to get high enough for Getty on. And as a result, now there's one away with Manuel Pena stepping up to the plate. Right on left matchup, Pena swings on the first pitch he sees, and he's unable to make contact on that one. The count goes 0-1. Let's get to the last two games in the California League. It's a 2:09 p.m. start time for San Jose and Stockton. San Jose 10 games above 500 at 24-14. Stockton 11-27. The delivery on the way. That one slicing left for Pena. Let's see if it can drop in time. Retreating backwards is Nick Bittison. He's going to run out of time as that ball would drop and go into the Budweiser red zone located on the left field line. Final game in the California League postponed once again is Lake Elsinore Inland Empire. Still dealing with that problem in the dugout that occurred earlier this week. A gas line leak, so they're unable to play as of right now. The Rawhide do travel to Lake Elsinore in 2 weeks' time. So hopefully everything for the Storm gets sorted out before the Rawhide arrive there in the beginning of June. Hard hit shot on the right side. That one's going to sneak past the first baseline. Rounding third is David Martin. He's going to reach easily. Rounding first into second is Manuel Pena, and it's a one-out double and two doubles here in the inning for the Rawhide. Give them their second run of the ball game. They now trail 8-2 in the bottom of the fifth inning. Rawhide turning on two balls here on the inning. Pena really pulls that one down the first base side. It looked like the ball may have gotten stuck on that right field wall over there. A long run for Dayton Dooney, and he was the one who ended up getting that ball. So a ball deep into right field, Dayton Dooney scoops it up, and it will now bring up Ronnie Polanco to the plate. Polanco batting 167 with 11 RBIs on the season. The first pitch of the at-bat on the way, watches that one go high and inside for a ball. One ball, no strikes for Polanco. So Manuel Pena records an RBI. And the Rawhide find themselves back within six runs. Quakes eight hits compared to the Rawhide five. Small lead over at second for Pena. The 1-1 delivery misses in the dirt. Nice block by Jesus Galiz. Keeps the ball in front of him. Stays inside of that little circle where the home plate is located. And the count will go now two balls and a strike. Two balls, one strike. Two balls, no strikes, one away. Ronnie Polanco will wait the pitch, and that one goes just a little bit high, just above the chest, and it's going to be ball number three for Polanco. We've seen Polanco move around all series. We saw him at first base once. We've seen him at shortstop, second. Polanco, a natural infielder. Man in motion is Pena, and nobody's even going to hold him on. Nick Bittison didn't even flinch. So an easy stolen base there for Manuel Pena. And the Rawhide now have a runner 90 feet away from home. They need to find a way to capitalize right now. So Manuel Pena, who leads the team in caught stealing with four, not even challenged on that one. Ronnie Polanco watches the pitch go outside for strike number two. Three balls and two strikes. You see right there on your camera, Manuel Pena with that small lead. Nick Bittison just playing his typical third base spot. Not really concerned with the runner on third base. Ronnie Polanco, three balls, two strikes, one away. Rawhide down by six on the Sunday afternoon. Swing and a miss for Polanco. And he goes down swinging on a seven-pitch at-bat. Ronnie Polanco strikes out for the 38th time this year. Third highest on the Rawhide team. There he goes, take a seat, and that will bring up Alvin Guzman to the plate. Guzman walked back in the first, was unable to come around and score. Batting 250, watch the ball go in the dirt for a ball. Alvin Guzman tied for the most games started this year. 32 out of the 38 games played this year for Alvin Guzman. Him and Brett Johnson are tied for the lead in most games started for Rawhide players. Brett Johnson getting himself an off day. Played in all five games of the series. Outside pitch goes for a strike, and the count goes one ball and two strikes. Alvin Guzman also leads this Rawhide team in other categories, including 41 total bases. One of two Rawhide players who are above 40. Who's the other guy, you may ask? Well, it's Brett Johnson. Brett Johnson leads this Rawhide team in extra base hits. hit on the ground. Rendon Khan will scoop it up, throw it down to first just in time. A lot of speed by Alvin Guzman, unable to reach in time, and the inning will come to a conclusion. The Rawhide get a pair of doubles in the inning, but they're only able to score one. They strand one as well. We go to the top of the sixth inning. Rawhide trail the Quakes 8-2. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. We move to the top of the sixth inning where the Quakes lead over the Rawhide 8-2. Kenneth Betancourt will lead us off for the Quakes. It's going to be 9-1-2 to start the inning. Kenneth Betancourt, Nick Bittison, and Rendon Khan. The Rawhide are using their third pitcher of the ballgame. Right-on-right matchup here, the delivery, and that one's crushed into left field. Going back to the wall, and you could say goodbye to that one. That is a moonshot for Kenneth Betancourt, and gets back the run that the Quakes gave up in the bottom of the fifth inning, and the Quakes now lead 9-2 in the top of the sixth. What a shot by Kenneth Betancourt, and he records his second run of the ball game. He'll round the bases and step on home plate where he'll be greeted by Nick Bittison at home plate. What a shot and by Betancourt. Did not have a home run coming into today's game, and he sends a no-doubter over the left field wall and makes it another Quake batter with a home run this year. Eight batters for the Quakes now with a home run in 2023. And the Quakes now are sitting at over 40 home runs already in the month of May. Pitch misses outside for a ball. Count goes one ball, one strike. The new pitcher for the Rawhide, Billy Cocoron. The 1-1 delivery on the way. Clips the outside part of the plate for strike two. One ball, two strikes here for Nick Bittison. Got a chance to watch Nick Bittison in BP today. And he was hitting the ball in all parts of the yard, left field, center field, or right field, doing it with ease. He's ahead on that one, and he strikes out. And one away here in the top of the sixth inning for George Billy.
Rendon Khan.
So good response after giving up the leadoff home run. And it'll bring up Rendon Khan to the plate. One of four home runs in the ball game for Quakes hitting. Rendon Khan looks like he got a piece of that one. Fouls it back into the glove for a ball and a strike. Some interesting things just kind of watching the Quakes batting practice. Rawhide did not take BP today. It was that directional hitting from the Quakes. Manager John Shoemaker was watching over. They started off with soft toss before moving into that batting practice. Got a chance to watch Bittison, left, center, right field. Doncon hits that to the left side of the infield. Scooped up by Fernandez. Throw down at first a little bit high. unable to get down in time as Gavin Conicello, he applied the tag, but just a bit too late. And it's a one-out single. A nice hustle down the line here. We'll see what happened for Jose
Center
Fernandez. He kind of lost his footing there on the shortstop side. Maybe that threw him off a little bit. And Gavin Conicello comes down, applies a tag. Still no determination on a hit or an error. We'll see what they decide in just a moment. As now it's going to be Chris Newell stepping up to the plate. It's going to be counted as an E6 against Jose Fernandez. And just, I'm going to bet it on that lost footing for Fernandez. So Fernandez now in a little bit of a shift, about five steps to the right of the second base bag, trying to turn a double play. With that formation, though, it sets up a large gap on the left side of the infield, large separation between Jose Fernandez and Ronnie Polanco. Polanco is shifted over a little bit more than usual on the left side of the infield. Ronnie Polanco probably about 10 steps to his left of where he usually plays third base. Left-handed hitters typically tend to pull a little bit more left than usual. Same thing for a right-handed batter. The infield would shift more left, expecting the ball to be hit on the left side of the infield. But talking about that batting practice, I talked about earlier when Dayton Dooney was at the plate. They had that ball underneath the left armpit, or excuse me, the right armpit, as Dayton Dooney's right-handed batter. Pitch misses outside for ball two, one ball and two strikes. But Dayton Dooney was doing that, just trying to keep the hands inside, try not to get too extended, especially on those breaking balls. You don't want to be too far out ahead. And trying to use that to improve hitting. And, I mean, it's worked. A lot of these guys well above 200. A swinging strikeout for Chris Newell. He struck out for the first time today, and there's two away here in the inning. Similar to see some drills like that in the game of golf. I've done it before myself with the club covers you put underneath the armpit, just trying to keep the hands inside, not extending too much, and if the ball or any type of a sleeve or a towel falls down, it shows that your arms are too far out. And that's when you kind of want to bring them back inside. So I thought that was kind of interesting, maybe for the golfers at home that have used that drill before or just trying to improve your drive, your approach shots. That's something I noticed today used here in baseball and in golf. The one ball, no strike count goes in there for a strike, and the count goes even 1-1 for Thyron Lorenzo, a guy who has two home runs on the day, a no-doubter back in the first inning, and then the grand slam in the second. The first grand slam for the Quakes this year, and he sends that one hard into right field. It's dropping quickly. That one's going to advance. Don Cohn over to third. Rounding first base is Lorenzo. He's going to stay over there, and it's a two-out single for Lorenzo, and that's going to put Don Cohn into scoring position over at third base. Three-hit day for Thyron Lorenzo. First batter from either team to hit the three-hit mark. And as a result now, it's going to be Jorge Puerto stepping up to the plate. The number five spot batter, the left fielder for the Quakes, will take his time getting in the box and will finally dig in. 17 seconds show on the pitch clock. So no rush here as a ball goes onto the field in left field. So we have a little stoppage here. Jose Fernandez will throw it in. We'll get ready to go once again here in the top of the sixth inning. And the Quakes looking for their sixth series win of the year. Quakes entering this week's series were 5-0-1. And that split that only tie this season came against the Rawhide. The Rawhide are the only team that the Quakes have played this season that they have not clinched a series win. And they're halfway through the ball game and closing in on the final outs to achieve that victory. No balls and a strike, two away. Puerta will have to wait a bit longer as a throwback over to first by Billy Corcoran over to Gavin Conicello. The tag not even applied. Not a very large lead for Thyron Lorenzo. Not a team who steals very many bases this year. Gets ready for the pitch. The delivery misses outside for a ball. And the count now, one ball and a strike. Puerto will get ready for the pitch. One ball and a strike. Quakes have now reached 10 hits on the ball game. Both teams are at one error each. And a strike goes down the middle for strike number two. One ball and two strikes. Jorge Puerto, 11 RBIs. Getting ready for the upcoming pitch. Small lead remains by Lorenzo over at first base. Only one stolen base on the year. Wouldn't expect him to be in motion. Outside, backhand stabbed by David Martin. Count goes two balls and two strikes with two away. Here on this Kids Day Sunday afternoon, giving away kids hampers for all the kids in attendance for today's game. The Rawhide sporting with their red tops, white pants. 2-2, hit on the right side. It's fouled out of play. A little bit more wind going here as we've approached the middle of the ball game. Looks like the American flag blowing from right center more to left field, kind of going more towards the infield now. Beginning of the ball game, the flags were static, no movement. Couldn't see the stars and stripes as there was no wind to begin the ball game. Misses high for ball three. Three balls and two strikes here on this warm Sunday afternoon as we get ready to approach 2 o'clock here on the West Coast, here in the California League. 85 degrees, real feel of 94. Man in motion, it's Lorenzo, popped up on the right side. Charging in, will it drop? And it will. One run's going to come home. Don Caun, and Lorenzo's going to reach third. I don't know if Carrion lost the ball in right field or if he knew he didn't have a chance at it. It looked like Carrion kind of slowed up at the last second. Maybe he lost it in the sun. We've seen that happen throughout the series. But it's going to be a two-out single, and the Quakes now lead 11-2 in the bottom here in the top of the sixth inning. Yeah, you see Carrion just kind of slow up at the last second. And as a result, now we have a mound visit. It's going to be the Rawhide pitching coach, Tyler Mark. And as a result of that mound visit, it is a Shawn team mound visit. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team, proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. So it looked like the Rawhide had a chance to get out of the inning. It was a seventh pitch at bat. But Puerta gets the best of that occasion.
Powers combat veterans throughout outdoor activities, financial assistance, family support, and resource.
Mound visit comes to conclusion. So that's the third mound visit of the ballgame for the Rawhide. Now stepping up to the plate.
Billy's the batter.
It's going to be number 44, Jesus Galiz. So 10-2 is the score, And Lorenzo moved from first to third. The pitch on the way goes for strike number one. Rawhide would love to at least keep it at an eight-run ball game if they can. Galiz batting 3 points above 250. Gets ready for the pitch, and he sends out into right field. Retreating backward is Carrion, and he's able to grab that one. And so the single doesn't affect too much the Rawhide. We move to the bottom of the sixth inning. The Quakes lead over the Rawhide, 10-2. Rawhide strand. Quick strand two, you're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Welcome back to Rawhide Baseball here on Valley Sports Live. Gavin Conicello will lead us off here for the Rawhide. It's going to be Conicello, Fernandez, Rojas. 9-1-2 coming up for Visalia. Rawhide got some uphill climbing to do. As a new pitcher is John Edwards for the Quake. Second time we've seen him this series. He misses high for ball two. Two balls and no strikes. We're going to give you some scores around the Diamondbacks organization in just a moment after the at-bat for Conicello. Conicello batting 125. The delivery on the way. That one misses or just clips the top of the batter's box for strike number one. Two balls and a strike. So John Edwards, the 6'6 right-hander, 185 from Atlanta, Georgia. I believe we saw him back in game three. Popped up on the left side of the infield, charging it, and it's Puerta unable to grab it and bounces just in front of him. Gavin Conicello will reach first easily. And the man who is second best on the team in doubles, he rounded first. It looked like he wanted to go for a second, but way too shallow of a bounce for Conicello. A nice piece of base hitting there. There's that backspin. We've been talking about it all series long. The ball drops quickly, and you could tell that Puerta kind of had to second guess that one as it drops in front of him, about 3 feet in front of Puerta. And as a result, it's a leadoff single for Conicello. That ball misses high for ball one to Jose Fernandez, and the count goes one ball and two strikes. So here we go inside of the Arizona Diamondbacks organization. We go to single A first. Hillsborough leads over Eugene 4-0, bottom of the third inning currently in that game. The 1-1, 1-0 pitch on the way to Fernandez. Swing and a miss for strike one. Count goes 1-1. Over in AA, Texas League action. Amarillo and Frisco just getting started as it will begin at 2 o'clock Pacific time. Finally in AAA, we got Sacramento and Reno. We'll give you the score in just a moment. Fernandez with the delivery. And that one's crushed into right field. It's going to drop quickly. Trying to block off the sun is Juan Alonso to scoop it up. And the Rawhide have their first two runners aboard, runners on first and second. And that's going to bring up Anderson Rojas to the plate.
Short.
Jesus Galiz will kind of come out and try to make sure everybody's on the same page. Jose Fernandez going opposite Apu Taco on that one. Dropping in front of Juan Alonso. And now the left-handed hitter, Anderson Rojas, who leads the Rawhide at 309, steps in. Right on left matchup, it's Edwards versus Rojas. And he swings in the left center field gap, dropping, and it's going to drop in the glove of Jorge Puerta. Man in motion is Gavin Conicello, showing his speed on that one, and he's going to reach standing up, and there's that speed I talked about earlier. Second on the team in doubles, right behind Brett Johnson. Conicello sprinting over from second to third, takes advantage of the flyout. I mean, you see right there, just in the corner of your screen, Conicello retreating backwards, and I don't think Jorge Puerta thought Conicello would move at all, but so much speed. Conicello reaches easily, and the Rawhide have runners on the corners with one away. Christian Serta stepping up. The right-handed hitting catcher will face off against Edwards, takes the ball in the dirt for a ball, and the bounce gets too far away. Jose Fernandez will reach second, and the Rawhide have runners on second and third here in the bottom of the sixth inning. You see Christian Serta's numbers on the day, 1-for-1 with a walk. That walk occurred back in the first inning. Let's keep going around the Diamondbacks organization. Sacramento leads over Reno 3-2. That game's currently in the bottom of the third inning. Serta will get ready for the pitch. The delivery goes high and inside. Two balls and a strike. Meanwhile, in the major league levels, the Arizona Diamondbacks remain hot. They defeat the Pittsburgh Pirates 8-3. Arizona Diamondbacks pick up their 27th win of the year. They improve to 27-20. Merrill Kelly gets his fifth win of the year. Swing and a miss for Serta. Goes for strike one, two balls, and a strike. So those are your scores around the Diamondbacks organization with the Major League team taking the victory out on the East Coast earlier today. Two balls, one strike, one away. Christian Serta will get ready for the pitch. The delivery from Edwards, and the Georgian will pitch one right down the middle. Check swing for Serta. Unable to hold it back, and the count goes two balls and two strikes. 2-2 count. So Valdez, Pinales, Ramirez, Edwards. Four pitchers used by Quakes pitching today. Rawhide looking to get back-to-back innings with a run. They have two runners in scoring position at the moment, and they have a really big opportunity right here as Christian Serta didn't like the last two pitches carrying inside on him, so it'll take a timeout. And we'll finally step back in the box as the pitch clock will resume. Longest outing we've seen was Valdez who started the game. Two innings. Everybody else has gone an inning or shorter. 3-2, one away. Payoff pitch on the way from Edwards. Serta will take it inside. Ball three. He'll take his base, and the Rawhide have bases loaded. So Serta will walk for the second time today, and that's going to bring up David Martin to the plate. David Martin walked back in the first. He did have a double back in the fifth. One of two doubles by Rawhide hitting back in the fifth inning that led to that one run. And we have a mound visit, a Shawn team mound visit at that. The Shawn team, a full-service real estate team proudly serving the Central Valley and Central Coast with heart. The Shawn team, where community matters. David Martin with an RBI opportunity here for the Rawhide. Let's see what he can do here. It looks like nobody really going in the bullpen at the moment. A couple guys standing around, but it looks like it's going to be John Edwards' inning to complete. Let's see what Edwards can do right now. The mound visit will finally come to a conclusion. The pitching coach, Sean Coyne, will make his way off the mound and back into the Rawhide dugout.
Martin the batter for the Miami Rawhide.
See a little bit of stretching going on in the Quakes dugout or Quakes bullpen over there. Bullpen housed on the right side of things here at Valley Strong Ballpark. Rawhide on the left. Outside pitch misses for Edwards for a ball. One ball, no strikes. So David Martin at the dish. We'll get ready for the pitch. 286 doesn't really lead the Rawhide in any categories, but about middle for everything. 63 at-bats on the season. 19 games started. Second start at catcher position today. Looks pretty good. David Martin will get ready from the left side. Get ready to watch the pitch. 1-1 delivery. Bases loaded. Trying to get his 11th RBI of the season. Takes an inside pitch for a ball. And it's now two balls and no strikes for Martin. David Martin from around the California areas, Chino Hills to be exact. Drafted back in the 16th round in 2022. We'll get ready for the pitch. Watch that one go high for a ball. Three balls and a strike. Haven't seen a whole lot of walks for the Rawhide in this ball game. Seven to be exact. I say not a whole lot, but the way this series has gone, we've seen quite a bit of walks, especially in the first two games of the series. Martin will take an inside pitch. Ball four called. Martin will unstrap his gloves, put down his bat. He'll walk over to first base and jog it on home as Gavin Conicillo. And the Rawhide have their third run of the ball game. It's now 10-3 in the bottom of the sixth inning. Rawhide will take a free run when given.
Right fielder Julio Carrion.
And it's now going to be Julio Carrion stepping up to the plate. So back-to-back walks from John Edwards. Strike one called here. Julio Carrion 0-for-3 on the day. Lined out to short back in the fifth inning. It was a pretty solid shot, but she just hit right into the glove of Rendon Cohn. 0-1 pitch on the way. Breaking ball misses high. Ball one. Count goes even. One ball and one strike. Manuel Pena waits on deck. He was the other guy who had a double back in the fifth inning. Still bases loaded here. I believe the third time this ball game that the Rawhide have had bases loaded. Let's see if the Rawhide can find a way to convert with runners in scoring position. Getting on the least amount of games played for the Rawhide. They'll get ready for the pitch, and that one goes outside. And a little hesitation. Here comes Jose Fernandez. He's going to walk on home plate. Jose Fernandez, one of the taller guys here on this Rawhide team. He's got those long legs, able to jog into home plate. Didn't even get a throw from Jesus Galiz. A wild pitch from John Edwards. And the Rawhide have their second run of the ball game, their first multi-run inning of the ball game. And the Rawhide trail by 6-10-4. Two balls and a strike. So John Edwards now does have an open base if he does give out a free pass. Can't tell from this angle if the Quakes have anybody warming up at the moment. 2-1 pitch from Edwards, hit on the ground over the left side. Picked up by Nick Bittison. Throw down a first in time. It's going to be a run score. It's an RBI ground out for Julio Quenion. Christian Serna runs in. The Rawhide now have 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th, and they throw by 5, 10-5. And stepping up to the plate is going to be Manuel Pena.
Second baseman, Manuel Pena.
RBI ground out, 5-3 there. Emmanuel Pena will have an opportunity with a runner on second. It's David Martin, to be exact. The pitch on the way. That one misses high inside for a ball. 1 ball and no strikes. So one of the more successful innings here for the Rawhide. 7 batters used. Only 3 batters have not stepped up to the plate. Excuse me, 2. It's Ronnie Polanco and Alvin Guzman. Polanco waits on deck. Ball and a strike. Breaking ball gets in there for a strike. Count goes 1-1. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 away. Just past 2 hours. Game started at 12:05 Pacific time. 12:07, that one's crushed into right field. But it's going to stay in the ballpark. About 10 feet in front of the warning track is Juan Alonso. And the scoring will come to a conclusion. The Rawhide are able to score 3 runs in the bottom of the 6th inning. We have completed 6 complete innings. Quakes lead over the Rawhide 10-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball on Valley Sports Live. Joe Geerin will take us the rest of the way.
Going into the top of the 7th inning, Billy Corcoran is back on the mound for the Rawhide. 10-5 ball game. Quakes lead. First pitch to Alonso is fouled off. Count is 0-1. Corcoran steps in, delivers. Lines caught by the third baseman, Polanco. Nice play by Ronnie Polanco for the first out.
First baseman, Dayton Dooley.
Dayton Dooley batting from the right side. He's walked and grounded out twice. Pitch from Corcoran. Misses low. We are just over 2 hours into this ball game, 2:11 local time. 12:07 was the first pitch. 1-0 is a strike. Looking at the scores in the Cal League, Modesto and Fresno just got underway at 2:00. They're scoreless in the first. The pitch is popped up right field side, but it lands in the CSDA pasture. Inland Empire and Lake Elsinore are postponed, as I mentioned. And San Jose and Stockton will start soon. It's in Stockton, their First pitch is usually at 2:09, so they're a little behind schedule. One ball, two strike to Dooney. Pitch misses high. Corcoran, he delivers, and the pitch. Soft line drive, hops in front of Pena, throws to first, two away. Kenneth Betancourt, number nine batter, steps to the plate. He's batting from the right side. The pitch is swung on and missed. Two away. Nobody on. In the top of the seventh inning, the Quakes do lead by five. D-fly ball right center field. It lands in front of the barn for a base hit. Guzman, a nice hard throw to second, but it's not in time to get Betancourt. He doubles. There's a runner in scoring position for Nick Bittison. So I don't think I've told this story yet, this series. I know I did when the Quakes were in town a month ago, but I actually met Nick Bittison back in 2018 when we were both working for the Nashua Silver Knights. I was broadcasting. He was playing. He was an incoming freshman at Virginia Tech, and I was an outgoing senior at Emerson College. The pitch misses high and in ball one. At the time, he was actually a catcher coming out of high school, and I remember seeing him putting some games in the outfield and at third base, and BJ Neverett, the manager of the Nashua Silver Knights, kind of said, I don't see him being a catcher. The pitch is fouled off out of play, and Bittison has transitioned nicely to outfield, and he's looked really good at third base the last few days, so it's always nice to reconnect with him. The 1-1 misses inside ball two, although, of course, the next time that the Rawhide face the Quakes, it is at the end of June, early July, when we go to Rancho. And as nice it is to reconnect with people that you've met throughout your career in baseball. Obviously, you want them to get promoted, so you don't hope that he's still here. The 2-1 fouled off count is 2-2. Bittison today, he has struck out, but he's also walked and singled twice. Corcoran, glove at the belt, checks the runner, the 2-2, outside ball three. Three balls, two strikes. The payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. Bittison strikes out to end the inning. The Quakes still lead by five, and it's stretch time at Valley Strong Ballpark. You're listening to and you're watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame induction weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rolen as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
All right, Joe Cucamonga, Dave Emmons now pitching. For the Rawhide, now batting, third baseman, Rodney Polanco.
Ronnie Polanco leads it off for the Rawhide at the bottom of the seventh inning. He takes ball one high from the new pitcher. The new pitcher is Gabe Emmett. He's in relief for Edwards. Call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for over 30 years. There's a strike, count as 1-2. The pitch to Polanco is low in the dirt, and he swings and misses strike three, so he strikes out. For the first out of the inning, Guzman is batting from the right side. He takes ball one out. So Edwards threw one inning for the Quakes, giving up three earned runs off of two hits. He walked two, didn't strike anyone out. Emmett pitches, and it's a strike to Guzman. Count is 1-1. It is also, apparently, Emmett's birthday. And there's a reason why I say apparently. The pitch misses low. On the printed roster, it has written down May 22nd, but that's not an error on Mike Linscog, who makes the rosters. Here's the pitch. Grounded foul. Third base side. Count is 3-2 now. So the reason why I say it's not Mike Linscog's fault, it's because on Minor League Baseball on his MLB page, which is where we get all of the information on these guys for the roster, it's written down May 22nd for his birthday. So someone messed that up. The pitch is fouled off out of play. Either someone messed it up or someone lied to Mike today when they said it was his birthday. One of the two happened, but we're going to go with the fact that it is actually Gabe Emmett's birthday today. So happy birthday to Gabe as the pitch misses outside ball four. One out walk is drawn by Guzman.
Heading to the plate is first baseman, Gavin Contesello.
Contesello bats from the left side, runner on first, one away. The Rawhide trail by five. Pitch misses high. So Emmett, he is 22 today, 6 foot five, 175 pounds, originally from Sacramento. 1-0. Misses low ball two. Huh? 2-0. Deep fly ball to right field, but it is very, very foul. Emmett, drafted by the Dodgers the 19th round in 2021, went to Folsom Lake Community College. Community College based in California. The pitch is a breaking ball. That's a strike on the outside corner. So far this year, Emmett 2-1 with a 3.12 ERA. This is his 11th appearance out of the pen, throwing 17 innings of work for the Quakes as that pitch just misses in. Emmett did not like that call, though. He put his arms out, saying, what's going on? Payoff pitch. It is swung on, ground ball through into right field. Guzman advances 90 feet. Right fielder Alonzo gets it in to hold him there. Runners on first and second with one out in the bottom half of the seventh, and the Rawhide trail by five. Here's Jose Fernandez batting from the right side. Here's the pitch. Misses low and in. Fernandez is 1-for-4 today. 1-0. Runners take off, but the pitch is fouled off, so the runner's left to go back. One-one. Swung on and missed a breaking ball that was way outside. Fernandez couldn't hold up. 1-2. The 1-2 misses very outside. 2-2. Emmett delivers, 2-2 is popped up, first base side. The first baseman, Dooney, backdrops and makes the play over his left shoulder right along the foul line for the second out of the inning. Not a very hard hit ball by Fernandez. Looked like it was hit off the handle of the bat. Rojas now batting from the left. He swings the first pitch, ground ball to the first baseman. Dooney is there. And he tags first to end the inning. Rawhide strand runners on first and second. We're going into the eighth. 10-5 ball game. Quakes lead. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the App or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Corcoran back on the mound for his third inning of work. It is the top of the eighth inning. Quakes lead by five. Doncon swings the first pitch. It's fouled off first base side. 10-5 ball game. Rancho leads. Rancho has 12 hits. They've committed an error. The Rawhide have 8 hits for their 5 runs and have also committed 1 error. The pitch is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez keeps his feet moving, and the throw to first is in plenty of time. One away.
Center fielder Chris Noel.
Chris Newell now bats from the left. He has struck out once today. He's walked twice. And he has grounded out to second. Batting 291 on the year with 12 home runs and 31 RBI. The pitch swung on and missed. Count is 0-2. 0-1. Lined into left field, a base hit for Newell, his first of the day. Rojas gets it in to hold him to a single. Here comes Harold Lorenzo. He has two home runs today, one of them a grand slam. Of the 10 runs scored, he has driven in five of them for the Quakes today. Designated hitter this afternoon, the pitch. Called strike in the high outside corner. Corcoran long hold, 0-1 is swung on and missed, strike two. Corcoran, very tall right-handed pitcher from Pennsylvania, 6'8", 220 pounds. Signed as a free agent in 2022. And went to Pitt for college, though 2 is swung on, ground ball to the shortstop. Fernandez flips to second, on to first. A 6-4-3 inning-ending double play. Rawhide heading into the bottom of the eighth. They trail 10-5. You're listening to Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Every day, Fast Signs helps businesses with their visual communications. We ask the right questions, recommend smart solutions, and help you build your business. At Fast Signs, we're innovators, planners, and designers, and we're more than ready to help. Contact Fast Signs today.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro, wins 5-23.
Christian Cerda at the plate for the Rawhide. Bottom of the eighth inning, 10-5 ball game. The pitch is a little high. Cerda tried to check his swing. And I think they said that he went around. Yeah, they said he went around. 0-1 count is on the board. The pitch misses low. Joel Ibarra on the mound for the Quakes, now in relief for the birthday boy, Gabe Emmett. 1-1, missing high. Emmett threw a scoreless inning for the Quakes to give up one hit, walked one, struck out a batter. The pitch is a strike to Cerda. Two balls, two strikes. Feels like the Quakes are just having everyone throw who hasn't thrown yet this series. The 2-2 misses outside ball three, which tends to happen, I feel like, if you kind of look at your roster and say, oh, shoot, we didn't throw this guy. We need to. No one should be going a week without throwing, especially in a development league like this. The 3-2 is fouled off. Three, two, misses in. Ball four. Serta draws a leadoff walk to start off the bottom of the eighth.
The catcher, David Merchant.
Martin, who has doubled and walked twice today, is batting from the left. Pitch to him misses high. He has also flied out to center today. Takes a strike. One ball, one strike, infield shading to the right. Here's the pitch. Very outside. Ball two. Ibarra sets. Glove at the chest. He kicks. Pitch is fouled off. Third base side. Ibarra 4-0, a 1.15 ERA. 2-2. Fouled off into the netting again. Ibarra has thrown 15 innings for the Quakes as that pitch misses low. In those 15 innings, he has struck out 15, but has also walked 15. Three balls, two strikes. Payoff pitch is fouled off on the third base side towards the Rawhide dugout. And I don't think there's anyone warming in the pen. I think they're going to have Billy Corcoran go four innings, unless they're waiting to have someone start throwing once there's an out. 3-2. Swung on and missed strike three. Martin strikes out on a high fastball for the first out of the inning.
Right fielder Julio Carrion.
Julio Carrion will bat from the right side. Again, this is his former team. First time I saw Julio Carrion was when he was a member of the Quakes. In fact, when I was creating the roster, when I saw the roster move, because what happens is I'll get an email from a front office member of the Diamondbacks saying, okay, here's the roster move. It's official. Add it to the roster. And I get the name, and majority of the time don't really know about them a whole lot. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner. Recognized the name. Sounded familiar. And I was Googling him, trying to find his MLB player page. And Julio Carrion with the Dodgers kept coming up. And I was thinking, no, there's got to be a different guy. The pitch misses in ball one. And after 5 to 8 minutes of me getting really frustrated with the internet, I scrolled down to Carrion's transaction area of his MLB page, and I saw released by the Dodgers, signed by the Diamondbacks, and I said, oh, okay, I wasn't going crazy. This is the correct Julio Carrion, but again, it was such a quick transition for him where he was released by the Dodgers and almost immediately signed by the Diamondbacks, and 2 weeks later, he was here in Visalia. A 2-1. Checks his swing. He does go around according to the home plate umpire. The catcher, Galiz, the ball did hit off his glove and it went off to his right. Becerra stayed at first. Two balls, two strikes, one out. Two, two, out ball three. Payoff pitch. Swung on and missed. Strike three. That's back-to-back Ks for Ibarra, who, by the way, is the sixth pitcher of the day for the Quakes. Two outs. Here's Manuel Pena batting for the left side. The pitch, swung on and missed. Oh, 1. Breaking ball that he swings and misses, count as 0-2. Take a look at the scores in the Diamondbacks organization. Hillsborough and Eugene are tied up at 4 in the 8th inning. Amarillo trails 1-0 to Frisco in the 2nd. Now a 1-2 count to Pena. And then the AAA affiliate of the Diamondbacks, the Reno Aces, they lead Sacramento 6-3 in the 6th. 1-2. Check swing, it didn't make. No, I thought he fouled it off, but it's actually a ball, so I think it was a ball because they asked if he went around. They have not indicated anything yet on the scoreboard. We'll see if home plate umpire. Yeah, and he's saying it's 2-2 that Pena did not make contact with that. I thought it was a foul ball, but the sound that I heard was actually the ball hitting the ground. So the 2-2. Line towards right field. Alonso goes back, makes the catch to end the inning. 10-5 ball game as we go into the 9th. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. Fun is in full bloom this spring. Longer days mean longer drives. Seize the season in a brand new Toyota. Get low 3.99% APR financing on 2023 RAV4, Corolla, Highlander, and Camry. Oh, grab the keys, come on, let's go. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes hybrids and RAV4 Prime and 5223.
When babies are upset, they throw tantrums. But what's the sign of an upset car? Lower performance. If you've been using low-quality gasoline, it can leave deposits on your car's vital engine parts and lower performance. But Chevron with Techron is unsurpassed at cleaning vital engine parts, and it helps protect cars from future engine deposits. Your car will thank you for it with great performance. Chevron with Techron.
Grab the keys to a new Toyota. A new season means new opportunities. Discover action-packed adventure in a brand new Toyota truck or SUV. Check out the powerful Tundra, capable 4Runner, and all-new Sequoia. And right now, get low 3.99% APR financing on the legendary 2023 Tacoma. Toyota, let's go places. Offer available through TFS to buyers with premium rated credit. Excludes TRD Pro and 5223.
Jorge Puerta leads it off in the 9th inning. He takes a strike on the inside corner. The Quakes lead 10-5. Billy Corcoran back on the mound. This is his 4th inning of work. Pitch is popped up shallow right center field, lands in no man's land. And Puerta has a leadoff hit.
Now batting is the catcher, Jesus Galice.
Galice is batting from the right side, and there is a right-handed pitcher now warming in the pen for the Rawhide. Not necessarily because Corcoran will get into trouble, but that pitch is a strike, but he'll hit his pitch count. Oh, 1. Misses low. Corcoran checks the runner. Now delivers, and the pitch is inside. They asked if he went around, and Evan Anderson says no. Count is 2-1. I mentioned how we haven't had a transaction in 16 days. Well, at one point during the Fresno series last week, I thought that maybe we did. Here's the 2-1. It's a ground ball up the middle. Shortstop Fernandez has it. Touches second himself. Throws to first for a double play to clear the bases. Two down.
The batter.
And the reason why I thought that maybe we had a transaction as Alonzo comes to the plate was I saw someone getting off the other bus, and I was still on the bus that I ride to Fresno. The pitch is a strike on the inside corner, and, you know, I'm higher up, so I see this tall blonde guy, who blondish-brown guy with curly hair who looks like he's a pitcher just because how tall he is. The 0-1 is a strike on the inside corner, and I turn to our pitching coach, Tyler Marks, saying, did we get a new pitcher? Who is this? And he's looking at me like I have five heads because we did not have a roster transaction, and he was starting to wonder if he was wrong. I figured out it was Billy Corcoran. The pitch misses outside, and it's not that I don't recognize Billy. He's been here since opening day. It's the fact that he is so much taller than me. He is a full foot, a full 12 inches taller than me, that I don't know what the top of his head looks like. The pitch misses low ball too, so I'm sitting on the bus where I finally am taller than him, and I didn't know what the top of his hair was that curly and it looked that blonde, so thought it was a different guy. Here's the 2-2. The pitch is fouled off, and that was when I realized I was short. I did not know I was short until I started working in minor league baseball, and I'm 5'6 and a quarter, 5'7 on a good day in cleats. The 2-2. Misses low ball 3. Count is full, 2 outs, but, you know, Billy Corcoran is 6'8". Three balls, 2 strikes, 2 outs. Corcoran delivers. Line drive, bounces on the infield dirt, but goes into left field. Rojas picks it up as Alonzo has his first hit of the day.
Into the plate is first baseman Dayton Dooney.
Dayton Dooney will bat from the right side. Two down, runner on first is Alonzo, and here's D. Garner. That will be the day for Billy Corcoran as he has reached his pitch limit. I think it is Alfred Murillo who will be coming in for the Rawhide. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers' homes and businesses for pests, termites, and rodents for over 30 years. Make your home pest-free zone. Say hello to ResCom and bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, Murillo will inherit a runner on first with two outs in a 10-5 ball game in the top of the ninth inning. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.
Take your fuel-efficient Toyota to the next level with a fresh set of new tires and get the fourth for only a dollar. Not only will new tires maximize the MPG of your Toyota, but they'll also help you stay safe out there on the open road. Experience peace of mind and savings today. For a limited time at your local Toyota dealer, when you buy three new tires, you'll get the fourth for only a dollar. So stop by your local Toyota dealer now. Toyota, let's go places. Restrictions apply. Toyota and Scion vehicles only. See participating Toyota dealers for details. Offer ends May 1st.
Baseball fans, introducing Bally Live, the only app where minor league baseball fans can score major rewards. When you stream your favorite teams live, you'll score rewards. When you chat with friends during a watch party, you'll score rewards. And when you test your skills at trivia, you'll score rewards. Being a fan of minor leagues has never been so rewarding. So what are you waiting for? Download Bally Live for free from the app or Play Store and start scoring rewards today.
Celebrate the history of our national pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that'll bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that have shaped and changed the game and our country. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your visit today at baseballhall.org.
Alfred Murillo in relief for Billy Corcoran. Murillo sets, checks the runner on first. Though Condicella not really holding him a whole lot. The pitch is low in the dirt as Dayton Dooney bats from the right side. Dooney has grounded out three times and he's walked. Dooney is the only Quakes batter not to have a hit today. The pitch is popped up in a deep center field. Guzman goes back. It will stay in the yard. And he makes the catch to end the inning. One pitch, one out for Murillo. Very efficient in his relief for today. We're going into the bottom of the ninth. Last chance for the Rawhide as they trail 10-5. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
Celebrate the national pastime in Cooperstown with the annual Hall of Fame Classic, May 27th at historic Doubleday Field. The Classic features Hall of Famers and recently retired players representing all 30 Major League teams in both a home run derby and a Legends game. Join us in Cooperstown for this family tradition. Get your tickets today at baseballhall.org.
It's one of the great questions. Is life better with a Chevron credit card? Well, consider this. Upon approval, it gives you buying power at over 8,000 stations. Fill up with Chevron with Techron gasoline or with delicious snacks from the convenience store. Save time, track expenses, get on with your life. You know, the one that just got better. Visit your Chevron station or call 1-800-FREE-APP to apply for yours. The Chevron credit card is offered by Chevron Credit Bank National Association. Chevron.
There's a weekend in July where the baseball world revolves around a village in upstate New York. Baseball Hall of Fame Induction Weekend in Cooperstown is an unforgettable experience filled with family-friendly activities and priceless moments. Make your plans today for July 21st through the 24th for the induction of Fred McGriff and Scott Rowland as the class of 2023. Visit baseballhall.org today for the entire schedule. See you in Cooperstown, where the journey becomes legend.
Third baseman, Ronnie Polanco.
Ibarra back on the mound for the Quakes. The pitch to Polanco is swung on and missed. Bottom of the ninth inning. Rawhide trail 10-5. The pitch misses outside. With a win today, the Quakes will take the series. Rawhide need to score 5 runs to extend this game, 6 to win it, in order for an opportunity to split this series. The pitch is fouled off into the netting. Now the Quakes, every single team that they have faced so far, they have taken a series, at least one series from them. 1-2. Breaking ball, swung on and missed, strike 3. That was a gorgeous breaking ball from Ibarra. One away, nobody on, and Alvin Guzman steps to the plate. First pitch, misses high and in ball 1. Pitch. There's a strike on the outside corner. So after today's game, the Rawhide and the Quakes will have a day off. 1-1. Misses low. Ball 2. Then the Rawhide will begin a 2-week road trip. First off, we'll go to San Bernardino for a 6-game road trip. Pitch is swung on and missed, strike 2, and then we'll have an off day down in San Bernardino. before we go to Lake Elsinore for another six-game series and then come back here for a two-week road trip. Beg your pardon, two-week homestand after the two-week road trip. The 2-2 was a called strike on the inside corner, and Guzman knew it. Strike three, two away, and Gavin Contasello comes to the plate now.
First base by Gavin Contasello.
So the next time the Rawhide will play at home is June. We will host the San Jose Giants for a six-game series before then hosting the Modesto Nuts. Pitch is fouled off, and the Quakes will host Lake Elsinore this upcoming week. The Quakes have a two-week homestand beginning on Tuesday. The 1-1 misses low and in ball two. Two-one is popped up, third base side. Bittison gives chase, but it looks like it'll run out of room. Oh, no, he did it. It landed in foul territory, and he wasn't able to make the play. He went over. He went over to the fan dugout area right near the Equity Group Saloon, found the railing, and, again, I thought it was definitely going to be foul, and then the wind just blew it a little out of his reach. I don't know if it was the wind. Looking at the flag, I don't think it was the wind. I think it just kept moving more than he thought it would. So two balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch misses in ball three. The pitch is a line drive down the right field side, but foul. Seen a few of those foul balls from Contasello, though, as he looked a little frustrated with that one. Really well hit, deep line drive fly balls down the right field side, but they hook foul. The 3-2, low and inside ball for Contasello draws a two-out walk to continue this ball game. Jose Fernandez, top of the order, comes to the plate batting from the right side, and Shoemaker going to go to the bullpen because of the pitch limit for Ibarra. This call to the bullpen is brought to you by ResCom. ResCom Pest Control has been protecting customers, homes, and businesses from pests, termites, and rodents. For over 30 years, say hello to ResCom and say bye-bye, bugs. When we come back, we'll let you know who the new pitcher is. They will inherit a runner on first with two outs in the bottom of the ninth inning, in the Rawhide trailing by five. You're listening to and are watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Bally Live.
It's mosquito season again. Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District reminds you to report standing water and green swimming pools. Always use EPA-registered insect repellents such as DEET. For more information, please call Delta Mosquito and Vector Control District at 559-732-8606 or visit www.deltamvcd.org.
Rawhide fans, nothing says summertime like baseball and peanuts. So before, during, or after the game, be sure to grab a bag of Hampton Farms fresh roasted in the shell peanuts. Peanuts are a great, healthy snack. They're naturally high in protein and have zero carbs. You can find Hampton Farms peanuts in the produce section at such fine retailers as Save Mart and Winco, and the produce section or snack aisle of your local Walmart. Hampton Farms, the finest from the fields.
Kaweah Health is proud to be recognized as one of America's top 100 hospitals by HealthGrades, one of the most trusted sources for evaluating hospital quality. And while we love being recognized as one of the best, we know that it's our employees and physicians who make us great and truly make a difference. Our people are the heart of what we do, and we thank them for making a difference in the way we care for our community.
Kaweah Health.
Jose Fernandez.
Jose Fernandez at the plate for the Rawhide. Two outs, runner on first. Rawhide trail by five in the bottom of the ninth inning. And the new pitcher is Madison Jeffrey. One-oh. Misses low and outside ball two. Jeffrey is the seventh pitcher of the day for the Quakes. Here's the 2-0. Runner takes off for second. The pitch is low, and it will not be a stolen base for Conticello. It'll be a catcher's indifference. 3-0 count, two down. Jeffrey kicks. It is low, ball four, and he walks. Jose Fernandez to put runners on the corners.
Now batting left fielder, Anderson Rojas.
Anderson Rojas bats from the left side, two down. Runners on first and second. Second, Conticello. First, Fernandez. Both of them have walked. The pitch. Strike at the knees. O-1, swung on and missed. Infield shifting to the right against Rojas. No balls, two strikes, two outs. The pitch. Called, strike three on the outside corner. Rojas strikes out looking to end the game. The Rawhide fall to the Quakes 10-5, and they lose the series 4-2. The winning pitcher today is Pinales. He threw an inning and two thirds, giving up two hits, one run, walked three, struck out a batter. Meanwhile, losing pitcher is Brock Jones. He threw four innings, giving up eight earned runs off of seven hits, walked four, and he struck out one. The Quakes take down the Rawhide by a score of 10-5. The Quakes had 15 hits, committed an error. The Rawhide, five runs off of eight hits and committed one error. Again, tomorrow, the Rawhide will have an off day before we travel down to Inland Empire for the six-game series and move on to Lake Elsinore for another six-game series. First pitch on Tuesday will be at 6:35 p.m. You are able to watch the game on Valley Live or MILB TV, but that will be the home broadcast of the Inland Empire 66ers, or the voice of Inland Empire, Steve Wendt. If you want to listen to the Rawhide broadcast, you'll go to rawhidebaseball.com or the First Pitch app and hit the radio icon instead of the TV icon. I'm Jill Gear, and thank you so much for listening and watching to these six games against the Rancho Cucamonga Quakes. A huge thank you to First Pitch Entertainment, the ownership group of the Rawhide, everyone in the front office with the Rawhide. Thank you to JT, who mans the cameras, handles the graphics, all of the above. Thank you to Joey Gonzalez for filling in for a few innings this week as well. I'm Jill Guerin, signing off from Valley Strong Ballpark. One final time, the Quakes take down the Rawhide 10-5. We'll talk to you Tuesday at 6:35 from San Bernardino. You've been watching Rawhide Baseball from the Sun Gazette Press Box on Valley Live.